The latest data from Monroe County shows that even as the death toll from the opioid epidemic continues to climb, intentional deaths, suicides, remain a very small part of the total. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, a growing number of local and national experts say that's probably not correct, and that means missed chances to save lives.
Today, Chaku Mathai is the CEO of the Mental Health Association of Rochester. But at 15, he wanted to die.
I was in rejection mode at that point. I didn't want anybody in. I was disappointed that I was alive.
An immigrant kid with dark skin in a largely white neighborhood, he says he felt misunderstood and targeted at school. He attempted suicide by overdosing on alcohol and other drugs. To this day, though, he doesn't know how county officials recorded his overdose. He doubts it went into their database as a suicide attempt. He says it was probably ruled an accident because evidence of his intent didn't turn up right away.
I would bet that it was not determined intentional, because my family, you know, found a note and things like that later.
Pauline Stallbrot says that would not be unusual. Stallbrot manages a mental health clinic at Rochester Regional Health. She says she regularly gets cause of death information from the county when a person dies from an overdose, and they're almost always listed as accidental. Still, even she was surprised to learn that in Monroe County's latest data, only 3 of the 220 opioid overdose fatalities last year, just over 1%, were ruled intentional.
Wow. That seems like unbelievably small.
Stallbrot says by calling almost all of these deaths accidents, we're ignoring the high risk of suicide in people with opioid use disorder, people who are addicted to prescription or illegal drugs.
We know that these are classic risk factors for suicide attempts. Chronic pain, severe pain, prescription opioids, stress, all of that.
Stallbrot says what this means is people are killing themselves, and their families and communities have no idea. She and other mental health experts say there are two major obstacles to getting an accurate count of opioid overdose suicides. One, it's hard to determine the intent behind an overdose.
You know, if you shot yourself, it's no mistake, or hanging is no mistake. There's no question about that being a suicide attempt. Accidental overdose is certainly more ambiguous.
And two is an often unconscious desire on the part of medical examiners, coroners, and families to remove intention from a person's death.
It makes people feel better, because then the burden is I didn't do enough, right? This is something that was an accident, they didn't intend to. There's so much stigma around suicide, and on top of it, and now you're adding substance use to it, that has its own stigma in and of itself.
Monroe County strongly disputes the idea that it's mislabeling overdose deaths as accidental. In an emailed statement, Jesse Sleaser, the county's communications director, said that, quote, medical examiner Dr. Nadia Granger is a preeminent expert in the field of forensic pathology, and her office's work stands for itself. The county declined to make Granger available for an interview. But national experts, including the past president of the American Psychiatric Association and the current director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, say miscategorizing opioid deaths is common across the country, and there are no consistent standards from county to county or state to state. The Federal Centers for Disease Control is pushing for more consistency, saying a standard protocol is needed. Stallbrot says the tendency to think of all opioid overdoses as accidents means mental health workers might be asking the wrong questions and missing the chance to get the right counseling to people whose lives are at risk.
That's what we need to talk about. Like, are we screening for depression in that pain clinic that's handing out prescriptions for opioids? That's a factor for suicide. Whether we get the data back that calls it accidental or not, that's the risk.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.